I created my own path for myself, and I made it very, I was very intentional with the life that I wanted to create for myself and the life that I wanted to live, and I knew who I was and wasn't going to be. And I could have easily, you know, fall victim to the stereotypes and the situations that a lot of, you know, young black men, black women fall victim to growing up in the city. But that's just not something I was gonna allow for myself. That's not something my parents were gonna allow for, you know, were gonna allow for me.
What you dream, yeah. Sapphire Bombay, only what you think, yeah. Looks like we'll be tied up for some weeks, yeah. Lockdown, can't see no end. Top down, but we rollin', we all in. What you dream, yeah. Sapphire Bombay, only what you think, yeah. Looks like we'll be tied up for some weeks, yeah. Lockdown, can't see no end. Top down, but we pourin', we all in. I'm taking it slow, ain't no time for no hold up. I thrust in it slow, then there would be that up. Bust a cloud like a bomb. Yeah, I'm up before.
Welcome.
Long time.
Episode one. We finally made it. We finally arrived. Per my last the podcast, we are here. I know you all have been just waiting, right? You just been anticipating this amazing drop, and we're finally arriving with that shit on. So let's get into it, man. I'm so excited. Now I'm probably gonna talk out my ass a little bit, to be honest, but I'm so excited because Yoshi, we've been planning this for months. And we at the beginning of the year, we like, this year we have to, whatever we put on the table, we have to bring it to reality.
Yeah, we set a word for this year.
Execution, right? So it's less talky, more do-y, right? So now we're here, you know, everybody's here. We got some amazing people on for episode. The season's actually about to be crazy.
Yeah, I can't wait.
The season has to be, it's going to be insane. And I'm so excited for you all to see it. But today, episode one, I really want to get into one, just for the people out here who don't know us.
Who are
we? And then why are we doing this, you know? So I'll start, you know, for all you sexy people out there who don't know who I am. It's podcast poppy to you, you know, Khalil Simmons to those who I call a friend. I am a digital strategy consultant for Google, aka Clown on the Weekends. I love to bring a little to the show. You know, you're gonna see that a lot throughout this season, but super excited to be here, super excited to bring this vision to life. Mm-hmm. Co-host. Co-founder of Per My Last podcast, and I'm gonna pass it over to you before I get into the reason. But introduce yourself to the people, brother.
Welcome. As Khalil said, it's been a long time coming. The preparation we've put into this, the heart and soul. We'll get into why we've done all this. But I'm Yoshi, Yoshi Haney. For those that don't know me, an attorney at a big law firm, working to make a name, but. Really just here as co-founder of this podcast, but also co-host of season one, helping produce on the background. But we're here to drop just great gems and to use our network and our platform to put other people on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big part of what my nonprofit, which is in partnership of this, encourage you to go and follow at encourage you to. For all the motivation, inspiration, and positivity, because we all need a little bit more of that in our life. And that's what we aim to bring, right? Using our voices to propel this forward. So I'm happy to be here. I mean, it's been a long, long time coming, like Khalil said. And all the sweat.
Mm.
I don't think we cry yet, but
not yet.
I'm sure there's some tears that might be flowing.
coming soon to a pod near you.
I'm just super excited to be here. I'm super excited you joined us, and hopefully you stick around for the rest of the season because we have a lot in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the name of this one?
So this is Per My Last podcast. We really wanted to help bridge the gap between, you know, luxury and corporate America. So I feel like the name is very fitting for what we wanted to bring to the people, something just original, something authentic, original, something that you don't see on a day-to-day basis. For me personally, when I kind of thought of this idea, I wanted to reshape the idea of success of, you know, in our community. When you think about the Black community specifically, right, or minority specifically, early on in life we're taught the only way you can live a life of luxury, only way you can live, you know, you can live your dreams or bring your dreams to reality, it's always, oh, you're an entertainer, you're athlete, you're doing something illegal, you know. And to me, that just never sent well. You know, for me, that just never sat well with me, because I was like, growing up, I'm from the South Side of Chicago, right? I've seen a lot of shit. And in that, you know, span of my 26 years being on this earth, I never was the type that's going to do, I'm risk averse. I don't break the law. I wear my seatbelt when I drive, you know? You know, that's not me. And then, you know, I played sports and realized, you know, in high school that probably not going to the league. So, you know, and then when you think about entertainment, I'm not a comedian. I might be a little funny sometimes, but I'm not a comedian. I'm not an actor. It's the few, the proud, you know, we leave that to those who can do it well. The athletes, the right. You feel me? The 1%, I feel like we're put in this box very early on in life that like, okay, the only way that we can live a life of luxury, the only way we can, achieve our dreams is if we fit into these boxes. Where in the reality situation, I know so many people, you know, that have achieved their dreams, live very successful lives that don't fall into any of those boxes that people try to put us in. So I wanted to create a platform where we can bring those people on, tell their stories, and just give the blueprint to how they have maneuvered these professional, you know, spaces, how they navigated these spaces and brought, you know, created a space for them to bridge that gap, live a life of luxury. So that's the vision, and I hope you all can really see that and what we bring to you all this season. And that's it.
You said it perfectly. I think the biggest thing is the two A's, access. You know, access being super, super important, because you can't dream what you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, you know, it's bigger than just wearing designer, because this is just the secondary and the byproduct effect of believing in yourself. The things that we're going to talk about, the foundations of your success start from the things you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so we want to get into an unpacking. You know, you probably saw in the promo that most people, you know, especially when they get success, they want to secure for themselves and the ones they love. Well, we're here to do that for everyone that's watching, and anyone that we can provide more space for. So when you think about access, it's not enough to just secure your own bag. I'm trying to secure the bag for anybody and everybody who wants to do that, right? Yeah. To have the right mentality.
Exactly.
And a sponge. And so why we're doing this is really just the epitome of access. And then, you know, I think the other A that we really focus on is, you know, achievement, right? Defining achievement. What does that look like? I think there's so much, you said, diversity and success. You don't have to be an attorney. You don't have to work for Google. Mm-hmm. But there's so many different successful models that we look to give you. And if whatever you see yourself in, that you can then replicate and make it your own. Brand mm-hmm. yourself. And we're here to give you the game. You know, there's nothing to be held. We're trying to be as authentic, there's another A, as authentic as possible, but vulnerable in the process. So
Amen.
We're going to get into some real topics. Hopefully you stay tuned with us throughout the season, and you know, hopefully we keep growing. A big shout out first and foremost to our sponsors. You know, John Basile,
Bull Young. We got a ton of, they've been with us since the beginning of this process. So definitely want to shout them out. If you're at, you know, any local liquor store, in the city, preferably. Talking
about black-owned. Black-owned. And that's a big part, right?
Yeah.
Using our space that we have to put other people on. If you felt like you couldn't put someone else on, it's probably an insecurity in yourself because there's so much space at this table. And a real boss, I think, makes space and room for others.
Amen.
So, I mean, we talked enough.
I'm going to say enough about us, right? We got some good...
We got some stuff on, though.
We do got some... Some shit. We do got some shit, but before we get into our Behind the Drip segment, I have to shout out our guys for coming on. Yeah, you know.
Crossing us?
Shout out to the guys for coming on and rocking with us for, you know, episode one. They setting the foundation for the vibes that we're about to curate for season one, episode one especially, right? You're setting the tone. Brothers,
welcome.
You know, welcome to Per My Last, the podcast.
All the first ones.
First ones to get a taste of this.
Yes, we should be.
We excited to be here, man.
this nut activity we finna provide all season. I want you all to tell the people a little bit about yourself, where you're from, who you are, you know, what you do. Give them a little context around, you know, who you are, and then definitely want to dive into the drip because I peep. You know what I'm saying? I might not say much, but when I do, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm gonna start with my brother Titus. Tell him a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Titus. I am from, you know, the north suburbs, Gurnee, Illinois, Six Flags for y'all who don't know where that is. But yeah, I work with Khalil here at Google. That was how we met. I am also a digital ads manager, working with like small to medium sized businesses, helping them grow. Most of like your moms and pops, restaurants, a lot of, you know, just businesses that are looking to grow, e-commerce businesses, etc. So it's pretty much what I do on a day-to-day basis, managing clients and working on behalf of Google.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn.
Yes. Vaughn.
J. Smith Media.
Right. So my full name is Javon. I go by Vaughn. I am a senior data sales analyst at the Clorox Company during the day, but I also own a media business at J. Smith Media on Instagram. So I do photography, videography, weddings, just anything that you guys need to be captured. From the west side of Chicago, born and raised, had the honor of meeting Khalil and Yoshi. At Mizzou and joined their fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi. So,
our fraternity, brother.
Well, our fraternity.
You better say there's some hair on your chest, boy.
Yeah, so that's
me.
All right, well, look, we told y'all to put that on.
Yeah, the preface for, and you all gonna see this a lot this season, right? The preface for Per My Last Podcast is not only to, you know, provide amazing content, but we're selling visuals around here, right? So the only rule, and I only have one, is that you must put that shit on at all times. So if you are a guest on this show, don't be surprised if you see some people with some crazy shit that they put on. So let's get behind the drip. You know, this is one of my favorite segments. You know, I love a little fashion, you know.
Yeah.
I'll start, you know. I adored her, so I deorder. You know what I'm saying? I got my Little Dior. I can't, you know, if you see, you know, by this point you probably seen the promo. Yes, I did. I dropped that bag for this. I won't lie. You're gonna see it every fucking time if you need to. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I got my little Dior on, some McQueen's, keep it real simple. Zara.
Keep it real simple.
You know, AP on the wrist. I love my little jewelry game, but you know, I kept it real regular schmegula, but you know, I did what I had to do. Brother.
Lies. Not regular schmegler. I don't know what regular you're from, but. All right. I mean, I think the biggest thing, right, we invested in our image because that in itself is what people want to see. I mean, the culture we live in now, success, we want to see it.
Right.
But I think bigger than that is you can attain anything. Whatever you do, however you define success, if that means putting on Dior and going into sex and spending that bag.
If you adore Dior.
Okay, well, I'm here as to give the corporate attorney vibes. We have a gray suit on from Express, gray AP on.
We're matching for lifers, twins.
Infinity Stones. We have on some socks, the Canopy Collection from Mr. Suitable. Another one of our sponsors. Shout out to Derek, our pro fight.
Amen.
We hope to have him on in the season. But then we have on some red buttons.
I'm about to say, because look, I put the new 4G's on the Jeep.
We were trapping real hard, so the feet got bloody.
Oh my God. Amen.
But we here. We here. And it's all in the accessories. Mr. Suitable in the pocket square as well.
Amen.
But it's not about us.
It's not. We don't even want to talk about us no more. I have to get on to my boy, because I swear to God, I text this man. I said, put it on. He said, say less. And he came. He delivered. Both of them. I'm like, I seen them when they walked in. I said, I know they did it. I know they did it.
But they did.
They did.
So, Titus, give us an
inspiration. Behind the drip. Inspiration.
You know, I was called to do an audible, last minute, make a real quick change. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you know, let me see what I got. It's like, you got to match our fly. I was like, all right, you know.
Say less.
Khalil and Yoshi, two fly dudes. Let me get in the mix. But shirt, Fendi.
Fendi out.
Hair, Zara. You know, we keep it. I like the fit. They go with the slimmer fit. Right. You know, it just fit me well. shoes, Balenciaga lace-ups. I got, you know, Cuban link bracelet, chain underneath, you know, keep it hidden tight.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
And then this is just a hand-me-down ring, you know, from G Pops, Pops, me. So we're going to try to keep it in a family
chain. I love it. Now, Von the Don.
What's up?
Talk to us about the motivation, the inspiration behind the fit.
I got you. Well, you know, I got a text saying that put that shit on. I thought to myself, maybe I should wear some type of like suit. You know, I text you. We discuss. But I had to pay homage and tribute to my brother, Torrance, that passed away yesterday. He sold me these shoes. They come out in 3 weeks, Jordan Shimmers. They're women's size, women's shoe only. But I got these ahead of time from him. His business, Walk Off Chicago, just launched 2 weeks ago. But his life was taken over some shoes yesterday. So I don't want to point out anything else in my fit, just the shoes. Just want to pay homage to my boy. So.
Amen, man. Shout out to Torrance, bro. That was a real, real good brother.
I mean, honestly, let me just be real, real frank and say to be here right now, we appreciate you.
Yeah, for sure.
Amen. You know what I mean? Because it takes a lot to sit here and to come through some trauma like that. But I mean, I think that's the epitome of life, right? Is that you can't script it. And you don't know what's about to happen. So with the 24 we got in front of us, Kobe, the Mamba mentality, like what you do with that 24 is important. And so I appreciate you being here with us, especially after in the timing of it all.
Yep.
Or do you know it?
All right, well look, I mean, I think
it's
time to get into what this episode's about.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's get into, you know, really what we have to offer.
So episode one, we gonna get into it, right? We're diving deep. And I think the theme of the day is, I feel like this is more timely than anything. Are you a product of your environment, right? Oftentimes I struggle with Chicago because as Chicagoans, we really love this city. We love it. Like, I don't know nobody from Chicago who can sit here and say, I don't like being from Chicago. Like, that's deeply implanted into us. But at the same time, being from Chicago, it comes with a lot of trauma, a lot of life experiences. It forces you to grow up very fast, being where you're from. So I want to definitely dive into like the environments that we come from. We've all been able to achieve something in life, and we all have come from, we all got an interesting story to tell, right? And that I feel like a lot of people out there can probably relate to. Yeah. So let's dive into that a little bit.
You start, right? So being a product of the environment, mm-hmm. you claim Southside, right? So, mm-hmm. and I'm from the South Suburbs. So, I mean, I think one, it's important because I like to say first and foremost that wherever you're from, it doesn't have to define you, but you also shouldn't hide it. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot that comes in to unpack that, but you know, what does it mean to be a product of the environment?
So I that's a great question. And it's so funny because, like, up until probably college, I used to claim I was from Atlanta because I hated being from Chicago. I was born in Atlanta, but
man definitely has a 404.
Yeah, I still have a 404 area code on my phone. You get my number, you know, you gonna see the 404. I don't have the same number since I was a shorty. But I can't tell you nothing about Atlanta. Like, I'm from Chicago, and I used to really, I wanted to be different so bad. I'm like, no, I'm from Atlanta. Fuck all that. But I feel like, to answer your question, it's like now I'm more proud than ever to claim Chicago as where I currently reside and where I'm from, because it has literally played such a factor in my development as a man. Like to answer your question, like, what does it mean to be a product of your environment? I think it's like, that's a double-edged sword. Like, I am not a product of the environment that I come from, in the sense of I didn't let where I was raised define who I am as a man, or define who I was going to be as a person, you know, the circles that I kind of played in when I was younger. But at the same time, I am a product of my environment. Being from Chicago, we are some of the most, like, gritty individuals. We grind, we get to it. We don't fold for nothing. You know, super anti-goofy behavior. Like, it's just so many things that I feel like if you're not from Chicago, you just can't relate. You don't understand because of how we have been raised and how we brought up and the life experience that come with it. So I am a product of my environment in a sense. Like, it defines who I am, but I don't let it dictate who I am.
That's right.
I don't, like, I created my own path for myself, and I was very intentional with the life that I wanted to create for myself and the life that I wanted to live, and I knew who I was and wasn't going to be. And I could have easily, you know, fall victim to the stereotypes and the situations that a lot of, you know, young black men, black women fall victim to growing up in the city. But that's just not something I was going to allow for myself. That's not something my parents were going to allow, you know, were going to allow for me. So luckily I was blessed to have, you know, two parents that really instill, you know, great values in me so I can be just someone who thinks for themselves and not a follower. And it kind of, you know, shaped the path that I'm on today. So, like I said, to answer your question, I think being a product of your environment, I think we all are products of our environment, but how do you wear that? Right? Are you going to let that dictate the person you are? Or are you going to wear it as a badge of honor, in a sense?
I mean, and to iterate that, right, you're talking about being the pin to your own story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you start off a certain way, you have the pin in your hand to write at the ending. You know what I'm saying? So what that looks like for you can be completely different. We all start in the same spot. If you're from the south side, the west side, like, being from that, your starting point's the same, but where do you finish is mm-hmm. the question, right? And so defining that, and really why we invited y'all is what does that look like, you know? And so we're going to have you sort of answer that question of, like, what does that mean to you? Where do you come from? What's typical of your environment? But what mentality did you bring to that to change it, right? Because it's one thing to start in a certain place, but what how you end is important. So
facts, y'all could have easily ended up like a lot of people who come from where we come from. Like,
right.
What made you different, to be honest? Like, what made you say, that's not the life for me. I know there's something better for me out there.
And matter of fact, right, to be from where we are, to be black men, like, the whole point of this is to redefine the narrative,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you hear Chicago, and to have two black men, you hear black man.
You hear Chicago, oh, are you from 63rd? take me to the O. Like, nobody.
No. So, I mean, I think, you know, in defining that narrative of what that looks like, you know, I'm really interested to sort of see, like, what stigmas were placed on you, you know, and how did you, you know, what does that mean, and how did you get to where you are? Because y'all are in two prominent companies.
And should be and you're very not, proud yeah, of it.
And they should say, you weren't supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us.
For sure. So I grew up, you know, in a very suburban environment. Kind of what you mentioned, Khalil, like two parents who really had a hand in my life and really had a vision for me growing up. I'm from a place where like a lot of people are more complacent, real suburban, right? So most people that, you know, graduate, especially I'll say most people of color, where, you know, that graduate where I'm from, everybody might get like, you know, a simple job after high school, you know, whatever that may be, but nothing too extravagant. And it's like, you know, you kind of get a job, you settle down, you live life, so on and so forth. And a lot of it is just due to, you know, people thinking that oftentimes like people in the suburbs or black people, we have all of these resources and things like that, but that's really not like the case all the time. Mm-hmm. And so everybody, I think, needs somebody that's willing to, you know, invest in them. But I was lucky enough to have somebody who was like, nah, you know, after graduation, like there's college for you, so on and so forth. And so I was fortunate enough to have that behind me, although, you know, growing up, I didn't really see it. I couldn't really understand, you know, the path that was like kind of being, you know, created for me. But, you know, it just took some time for me to really get to it. And we'll get into like, you know, some of the choices and the mistakes and things that I made. Yeah, things that I made along the way to really learn from that. But I think that was really it for me. It was like, you know, not really accepting that sense of complacency of like, okay, cool. You know, I'll stay at home for a while, get a job, you know, figure it out, and then just kind of move up through the ranks from there. So, yeah, that was it. I think just more for me, for the most part, was not accepting that.
When folks meet me, they ask where I'm from, say the west side of Chicago, they're always surprised because a person from the west side, a black male from the west side, should look a certain way, should dress a certain way, should talk a certain way, you know? So, I mean, so for me, you know, growing up, you know, it was tough, you know, because I didn't really realize that people thought about the west side a certain way. I just knew what I was in. I knew how I wanted to change the west side, you know? So, like before I even left, like eighth grade, I lost 5 friends to like gun violence. So, you know, for me, it was like, you know, it's just happening everywhere around me. It's like, I have to be different. Like I have to figure out a way that this has to like stop, or I have to be some type of change. So luckily I had parents who didn't allow me to do certain things and go certain places and was always like on me about certain things. But at the same time, it's like I also have family members who didn't go to college. They're out doing some things that they shouldn't be doing, things of that nature. So that's all I really see as well. But the thing that really drove me is how I want to kind of change things for people around me. And that still drives me. So yes, I'm a product of my environment, essentially, but I'm also someone who wants to see change from my environment at the same time. So.
Well, we're gonna get into exactly what all that looks like, but y'all are gonna have to wait, because we'll be back. Next episode.
Word from our sponsors.
What you drink, yeah. Sapphire Bombay, only what you think, yeah. Looks like we'll be tied up for some weeks, yeah. Lockdown, can't see nowhere. Top down, but we rollin'.